You're listening to an interview taken from the Tonic Talk Show and Podcast, heard exclusively on Zoomer Radio. To download or listen to the original episode or other episodes of The Tonic, please visit thetonic.ca.
Welcome back. My next guest, Katie Blundell, has been practicing chiropody in the GTA since 2013 and is a current board member for the Ontario Society of Chiropodists. Welcome to The Tonic.
Thank you, Jamie.
So what is a chiropodist?
So a chiropodist...
Am I pronouncing it right? Is it chiropodist? Is it chiropodist?
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Technically, both are correct.
Okay.
A chiropodist, that's more the British pronunciation.
Right.
So in Ontario, we tend to say chiropodist.
Yes.
But it's tomato, tomato. We'll take both.
And you're not going to be offended either way?
I will not, no.
Okay. Sorry, I cut you off. What is the work that you do?
Okay, so a chiropodist is basically a foot care specialist, right? Some people know the term podiatrist.
Yes.
That's the term used in the rest of the world. Ontario still uses the term chiropodist.
Why do they do that?
We have a regulation from the early 1990s that used the term chiropody because we wanted to follow the British model instead of the more American model of podiatry. But since then, the rest of the world has taken on the term podiatry. So all the other provinces... our podiatry, but in Ontario, we're still chiropodists. There's a couple people who got the term podiatrist because they snuck in there a little bit early and had some American training, but we're all regulated by the same Healthcare Professional Act and the same college, so essentially the same.
So you're all capable of doing the same work, right?
Just about, yeah.
Okay. And why would somebody go to see a chiropodist generally?
So it could be anything foot related.
Okay.
We do skincare on feet, so whether it's warts, corns, callus, ingrown toenails,
right.
Fungus, athlete's foot, all the glamorous stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, we do that. We also do a lot of biomechanics, so heel pain, foot pain, and it extends up to knee pain, hip pain, back pain. So we do shoes, orthotics, that type of thing.
Do you do reflexology or is that something separate?
That would be something separate.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I understand that chiropodists feel that your feet can tell you something about your general health, right? Like...
yeah.
What do you mean by that?
There's a few things. So we can see certain illnesses in your feet sometimes ahead of when you might find them elsewhere. Not always, but sometimes. So for example, with diabetes.
Right.
You get a lot of sensation loss in diabetes. So that can be one of the first signs. I actually have patients that have come in and didn't know they had diabetes until they got a wound on their foot, which comes from having sensation loss. Right?
Oh, what do you mean? Like they're not aware and they're like it gets banged up or?
Yeah. So when you have high blood sugar, right? High sugar in your blood, it can affect your circulation and it can affect your nerves. And usually the first ones to go are in your feet.
Right.
So you're walking around and you can't feel, which is bad for various reasons, obviously.
Right.
So you can't feel, you know, that there's a stitch in your shoe that's rubbing, or you can't feel that there's a heavy callus on the ball of your foot and that you're actually getting a pressure sore underneath. So not being able to feel is a big deal. So that's something we screen for as chiropodists. So you could come in, we could do a nerve screening and find out your sensation's not great and refer you back to your doctor, get a few checks done there, and then keep up from the foot care side as well.
Are there any other major illnesses that you can tell sort of as a foot-first type symptomology?
I mean, not necessarily foot-first, but certainly we see the signs of peripheral vascular disease, so circulation issues. Another big one would be biomechanical issues, so arthritis.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people have fallen arches. You might have heard of this.
Yep.
Essentially, most people have an arch. Not everyone has flat feet.
Right.
Most people have an arch, but it collapses when you step down. If you think about it, when your foot collapses like that, your whole leg rotates.
Yes.
So your knee gets pushed in, your hip gets pushed in, and that causes grinding on your knee, grinding on your hip. So if I can see something in your foot, I can tell you that you're going to have hip pain or back pain. And if we can address it, we might prevent hip pain or prevent further hip pain.
I see. So some of the things that you're talking about, are they age-related? So is there like an age when you would recommend people come for a regular checkup?
I mean, any age is good. No. I've seen two-day-old babies, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen two-day-old babies. That was an ingrown toenail in that case. But sometimes you see them for, it's called metatarsus adductus, like the way that their feet turn
How
in.
How did they know that the two-day-old baby had an ingrown nail? That's crazy.
Oh, it started getting swollen and red and... so they'd come in, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. But that is probably not my most common patient.
No, I would expect not, yeah.
Really, any age can come in. I mean, I see all ages personally. Mm-hmm. I like treating kids because you can do a lot of preventative stuff.
Right.
So aside from, you know, the obvious, the ingrown toenails, We're really good at ingrown toenails, by the way. So if you ever come.
Okay.
So besides that and warts and such, for kids, a lot of the biomechanical issues that we see in adults, you know, that knee pain, that hip pain.
Right.
Kids can present the foot type that's going to cause that. So I can look at a kid's foot and say, okay, if you maybe wear this type of shoe or you wear this type of orthotic, we can prevent a lot of damage, which is great because, you know, parents come in or adults come in and they say, oh, I have terrible feet and I got it from my dad. My feet are just like his.
Right.
Well, the same thing happens with your kids, right?
Right.
So there's no real age to start coming in. You can get screening very young.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, you can also come later in life and we can prevent further damage or relieve some stress off of those joints as well.
I once went to a spa down in the States, a very famous one, and part of what they did is they put me on a treadmill to see my gait. Is that the type mm-hmm. of thing that you would do in your office or is that more specialized?
No, that's exactly what we would do. Often I can see what your foot is going to do just by looking at you stand.
it was more, you know, I think they showed me a video. I think, you know, it's a very fancy schmancy spa.
Yeah.
So the idea was I could see whether I was pronating or not. But so that would be some of the diagnostic tools you would use, right?
Yeah, for sure. That's a great tool, especially to show people what their feet look like. So sometimes I'll take videos in clinic and show people.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't necessarily need it. Like I can tell before the video comes out.
Okay, we walked down the hall. Was I okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, because, you know, I've had to stop running because I had an Achilles issue where I kept sort of spraining it and I had to go for some therapy. And I, you know, there were a couple of summers where I was quite limited. And now it's gotten to the point where I can't run at all. And I you know, you and I were talking before the show.
Mm-hmm.
And if only I had come to you, I could have dealt with those biomechanical issues, right?
For sure. There's a lot that you can prevent. Like if you think of it, the foot is the base of the house, right?
Right.
It's the base of your body. So if we can set up the way that your foot alignment is, we can set up the way that your leg alignment is, your back alignment, et cetera, and really prevent a lot of sports injuries.
Right.
Especially things like running or any kind of sport. And it's a shame, you know, we recently did a survey mm-hmm. of women in Ontario, and over a third of them don't exercise regularly just due to foot pain.
Wow.
And that's foot pain alone.
I thought it was because they were lazy.
No. More to it. What do you know?
Yeah, they've got, I think they're using the excuse. No.
I won't get into the psychology of it, but
I get it.
But
no.
That's what the study said. And that's just foot pain. That's, again,
right.
Not considering that knee pain can come from your feet or hip pain can come from your feet.
I'm an example of that. By the way, you're new to the show. It's all about me. It always comes back
to me.
Okay, okay. But I started off having Achilles problems, and then now that's sort of developed into knee problems. I don't have the hip problems because I stretch out my hips a lot because I spin now. So But I'm convinced that the knees only came about, my knee problems only came about because of the initial foot problems, which I'm sure you would agree with me is probably the case.
It could be. We should probably do some talk
we
after
should
this.
After the show, you and I have to.
For sure.
So let's talk about you. You mentioned it briefly. Is there more to the hereditary aspect of it, foot problems? Or is it just like if you know that your parents have a problem, you should probably get yourself checked out?
I mean, there's more to it, right?
Right.
Everyone's going to be influenced by, you know, what shoes they wear,
right.
What type of activity they do. But certain things are hereditary. Your general foot type can be hereditary. How lax your ligaments are can be hereditary. So that can make you more susceptible to certain things. So it's, you know, if you know that your parent has had foot issues, bunions or heel pain, plantar fasciitis,
mm-hmm.
anything like that, that's a very good reason to come in. But certainly not the only reason. You can come in even if they have perfect feet because you could be hurting them in other ways.
True enough. So it's summer season and we're just sort of getting into the nice weather.
Mm-hmm.
But what that means is people are wearing footwear that obviously doesn't have the support or the protection they would have if they were wearing shoes or boots, right? We're into flip-flop season.
Yeah.
And that poses problems, right?
Poses problems for most people. It means I get a lot more patience, but it poses problems for a lot of people.
So it's good for you.
Yeah, sure. In that way. No, flip-flops, I mean, I think we can all agree they're pretty bad for you. I mean, in that survey we did, over 50% of women wear flip-flops and over 50% of those women have pain when they're wearing flip-flops.
Right.
So it's funny because we go to it as the convenient shoe and the comfortable shoe, but it's really not.
No, there's no support.
No. So definitely no support. Like if you were looking at an ideal sandal, you'd have something that has lots of straps.
Yep.
So it's really going to hold onto your foot.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a flip-flop style, the straps should be higher up on your instep. So they're securing your arch, right? You want to not be clawing your toes or gripping to hold on to the shoe.
Right.
You want it to fit the contour of your foot. If it has an arch, like a bump in the middle, that's great. If it has a cup on the heel, that's even better. That's going to hold your heel, prevent heel cracks and fissures. And you really want something that is larger than your foot.
Right. You don't want your toes hanging over.
You don't want your toes. This is women out there. I'm looking at you because I've seen your feet as you walk up and down the streets. You really need shoes that are bigger than your foot or you're just going to be hurting yourself.
Right. And slides are just as bad too, right? I mean, I see kids, running around in slides and my idiot son plays basketball in slides and, it can't be good, right?
No. Right. They're not fitting your foot very well.
Okay. We only have time for one more little question, and that is foot health and, what can happen with pedicures and going to the nail salon. Do you want to sort of elaborate on that?
Yeah, for sure. Nail salons can be very nice. You have to be so careful because they don't have the same regulations, right, as the healthcare professionals do. So often it's not sterilization, it's disinfection.
Yep.
You really want to make sure that they are doing disinfecting, that they are using different nail files on every person.
Yep.
They should be lining the bag or lining the tub where you soak your feet with a bag so that you're not sharing germs with everyone else.
Yep.
And really, if you do have some other health complications, whether it's diabetes, circulation issues, or any immune system problems, you probably shouldn't be going there. You should come and see a chiropodist. We'll do your nails. We'll do your routine care. And then you can get them painted after.
For more information, where should people go?
They can go to our website, which is ontariochiropodist.com. And just remember, there's no referral required, and you can come for a screening anytime.
Great. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Jamie.